So we're just going to relax and breathe. And just sink into that sweet space of peace that underlies all of the activity. Just taking a few slow, deep breaths into our heart space. Sometimes even just putting our hand on our heart can help because our attention follows our touch. And as we focus on our heart space and allow ourselves to feel warmth and love and kindness and tenderness, I love my intention to touch life with tenderness, to feel the peace and the ease and the grace that is ever present. Sometimes it's easy to see, other times it takes a powerful intention to focus. And I was soaring earlier this week doing the process that I came up with that I call I want, I'm willing, I'm eager, I love. And so I had been using that and I thought, well, I want to find something from Abraham that goes along with that. And this is the quote that I found. We want you to find your joy. We want you to feel ease where you stand. We want you to feel unlimited. We want you to know that anything you desire can be yours. We want you to adore yourselves and know your deservability and understand your worthiness. We want you to stand in your now and allow the source that is you to flow through you. We want you to define yourself as someone who is eager, full of life, free and fun and easy. We want life to be good for you. We want you to live the lives that you promised yourself you would live. And if it were not for the cloud of beliefs that mutes that, you'd be there right now. And that's what virtual reality will do for you. You will use it to decide what vibration within you is dominant about everything. So that when some smart aleck dead guy like Abraham says to you later on, so what's the dominant vibration in your body? You'll say, I feel good. I feel sure-footed. I feel clear-minded. I feel eager. I feel adventure. I love my body. It serves me so well. I feel steady and confident and beautiful and adventurous. I feel ready. How do you feel about dollars? I said, I feel fantastic. I feel sure. I feel full. I feel unlimited. And we say, well, how's your life? And you will say, my life is fantastic, never finished, always unfolding. And we will say, well, how are the people around you? They are adorable. They are a variety of such mix, and they give me so much pleasure as I pick from among them the aspects that I use to serve me in the now. What's your family life like? It's divine. My family is worldwide. My family comes from all races and all nature of people. My family comes to me by law of attraction. Well, what's your circle of friends like? Oh, they are as unlimited as I am. They are eager and full. Well, what's your life on planet Earth? It is fantastic. It's never been better. Well, what's the state of your economy? It's growing and fabulous. Anything I want at my fingertips at any time. Well, how does your mind work? Oh, it's amazing. Anything that I want to know, I just focus and the information comes. Well, how do you feel? I am intuitive and eager. I am free. Well, what's your personality like? I'm a funny, funny person. Life strikes me as so full of fun and fancy. And they went on to say, oh, you are in the most glorious position of any creator we've ever known. On a platform of such exaggerated contrast, with so much potential for pleasing experience, it's just as you knew it would be. And so here you are, making deliberate decisions to offer your vibration purposefully. And it is our absolute promise to you that you would live eternally, happily ever after. Good. And that's from Portland, Oregon on July 13th, 2002. And so this process that I was doing earlier this week, I want, I'm willing, I'm eager, I love. And I started to do it and it just raised my vibration so much that I wanted to share with you some of the things that came to me. I want to remember that everything always works out for me. I want to realize abundance is unlimited. I want to relax into the well-being that is already orchestrated for me. I want to feel free and easy in my life, my relationships, my time, and my schedule. I want to remember that in this situation, only good will come. I want to recognize that God is my source. I want to be aware that all is well, always, and in all ways. I want to live in a country that's realizing the vision behind our magnificent Constitution and Bill of Rights. I want to support reasonable people working for the good of the whole. And I want to remember that no one is excluded or set to the side. Each one supported, loved, and supplied. So that was my first page of I Wants. And then I can take those and use the same ones and say, I'm willing to remember that everything always works out for me. That feels good. I'm willing to realize abundance is unlimited. I'm willing to relax into well-being that's already orchestrated for me. I'm willing to feel free and easy in my life, in my relationships, in time, and my schedule. I'm willing to remember that in this situation, only good will come. I'm willing to realize God is my source. I'm willing to be aware that all is well, always, in all ways. And then I can go on to, I'm eager. I'm eager to remember that everything always works out for me. I'm eager to realize abundance is unlimited. I'm eager to relax into well-being that's already orchestrated for me. I'm eager to feel free and easy in my life, my relationships, in time, and in my schedule. I am eager to remember that in this situation, only good will come. I'm eager to realize that God is my source here and everywhere, always. I'm eager to be aware that all is well, always, and always. Ooh, that feels good. I wonder if I can get to I love. I love remembering that everything always works out for me. Oh, that's so true. Sometimes I just can do this series and I get to the I loves, and it's just such a profound shift from where I started. I love realizing abundance is unlimited. Oh, that feels so good. I feel so excited realizing abundance is unlimited. I love relaxing into well-being, that things are already orchestrated for me. I do love relaxing into well-being. I love that feeling of my shoulders dropping and my brow unclenching and my stomach relaxing. I love finding myself taking a deep breath that I didn't intend, that my inner being did for me. I just love that feeling of relaxing into well-being. I love feeling free and easy in my life. It's good when I look at my life to be able to say, I love my life. I love this day. I love this place. I love these people that surround me. I love my life. I love my relationships. I love my friends. I love my communities. I love the people that I run into in the park. I love the staff at the park, like the lady I was talking to this morning named Gretchen. She's adorable and she does the best nature tours for the children. I always try to tag along behind her because I always learn something from the lecture that she's giving. And she makes the kids feel so intrigued and happy and interested. I love watching Gretchen at work. I love feeling free and easy in my time and my schedule. I love it when a space opens up and I can simply put my feet up and relax. I love being able to be spontaneous about doing something fun that just comes up. I love being flexible and at ease in my day. I love remembering that in this situation, only good will come. Wow, and I love that's true of every situation. As I drop back to a more general place and say, even when it looks like something going wrong, it's actually something going right from a broader perspective. I love remembering that in every situation, only good will come. I love taking the time to look for the good. As I remember that only good is coming, so therefore it must be here for me to see, and it strengthens my intention to look for the good that is right here and right now. My friend Margie always used to say, life is in the details, and there's something in every scene that sparkles. I love looking for the sparkles. And I love connecting with the sparkles that I'm looking for. I love feeling my heart sing. I love feeling a big grin come across my face as I recognize something exquisite unfolding. And I love seeing glimpses and glimmers of light in a landscape that looks dark when I first look at it. I love knowing that there is always something wonderful to be seen. I love this process. So I'm going to go on to page 2 and start again with I want. I want to see through the eyes of Source. I want to choose to believe in a world that's good. I want to create my own reality. I want to feel empowered and uplifted. I want to sleep deeply and well. I want to feel frisky and delighted with my day. I want to know that I'm energized, healthy, and ever renewing. I want to bless everyone and everything. I want to love well and feel loving, kind, and compassionate. I want to see the light growing in me and in other people. I want to remember we are light, and light we shall remain. I want to feel satisfied and refreshed by many moments of chosen renewal and peace throughout my day. That's page 2. I'm willing to see through the eyes of Source. Oh, I am so willing to see through the eyes of Source. I'm willing to look in the mirror at my eyes and see Source eyes. I'm willing to remember that everything always works out for me. I'm willing to choose to believe in a world that's good. I'm willing to create my own reality. I'm willing to feel empowered and uplifted. I'm willing to sleep deeply and well. I'm willing to feel frisky and delighted with my day. I'm willing to know that I'm energized, healthy, and ever renewing. I'm willing to bless everyone and everything and trust that it's all good. I'm willing to love well and feel loving, kind, and compassionate. I'm willing to see the light growing in me and in other people. I'm willing to feel satisfied and refreshed by many moments of chosen renewal and peace throughout my day. And in fact, I'm eager to see through the eyes of Source. I'm eager to remember that life is in the details and there's something in every scene that sparkles. I'm eager to choose to believe in a world that's good. I'm eager to create my own reality. I'm eager to feel empowered and uplifted. I'm eager to sleep deeply and well. I'm eager to feel frisky and delighted with my day. I'm eager to know that I'm energized, healthy, and ever renewing. I'm eager to bless everyone and everything and trust that it's all good. I'm eager to love well and feel loving, kind, and compassionate. I am eager to see the light growing in myself and in other people. I'm eager to feel satisfied and refreshed by many moments of chosen renewal and peace throughout my day. Going back to the beginning, to the I loves. I love going back to the I loves. I love seeing through the eyes of Source. I love looking in the mirror and seeing my eyes as Source eyes. I love seeing beauty and harmony and grace through the eyes of Source. I love remembering that life is in the details and there's something in every scene that sparkles. And I love catching the sparkles. I love watching the sun in the morning on the pond and seeing the wind blow little waves and ripples and the sparkles that come off the surface of these tiny waves on the pond. So beautiful. So beautiful. And I'm loving seeing a duck in the middle of the sparkles, sparkly duck. I love to choose to believe in a world that is good. Some days I really need to emphasize the choice because I can hear other people talking about something different. And I choose to focus. I use the power of my focus. And I love recognizing that my power is in my focus. I love creating my own reality. And I love seeing something manifest in my life that I spoke of wanting. And I often in the morning think of a particular type of bird and how much I love seeing that bird. And the bird appears. That's so fun when that happens. I love feeling empowered and uplifted. I love getting a message from a friend or seeing a picture or hearing a recording that leaves me flying high and happy. I love sleeping deeply and well. I love waking in the morning feeling refreshed. I love having beautiful dreams that leave me grinning as I wake up and I think, what was I dreaming that made me smile like this? I love happy dreams. I love feeling frisky and delighted with my day. I love looking back on my day as I'm getting ready for bed and remembering moments of connecting with someone or seeing something or delighting in a picture that I'm downloading. This week I saw a hooded Merkanser girl on a picture that I took thinking I was taking a picture of a northern shoveler male, and the hoodie was in the picture and I didn't even see her. And I love feeling delighted to realize that something beautiful was in my field of vision that I missed, but my lens caught it. And now I can sit back and appreciate it and add it to my eBird list that, oh yeah, that day I saw a hoodie, and post the picture on eBird so I can prove I did. I love knowing that I am energized, healthy, and ever renewing. I love feeling healthy. I love feeling young and eager. I love feeling energized and enthusiastic about this day. And I love Abraham's teachings about how our cells are ever asking and the universe is ever answering, and that we are indeed ever renewed. I love blessing everyone and everything. I love trusting that it's all good. I love loving, and I love feeling loving, kind, and compassionate. I love it when my heart feels warm and sweet. I love seeing the light growing in myself and in someone else. I love remembering that we are light, and light we shall remain. Oh, I love the blessing that says that. And then says, we are light and light we shall remain. I have chosen to come into form. I have chosen this form. I am light and light I shall remain. I love remembering that I chose this life from my non-physical expanded perspective. I chose this life, and I love looking at myself from that broader perspective. I love loving. I love working up the emotional scale from I want, I'm willing, I'm eager to I love. I love doing guided meditations with my friends on Zoom. And I love getting to the end of the guided meditation and invite everyone to take another deep breath and to get a good stretch in and to open our eyes and feel happy and relaxed that we have time together today. I love spending time with my friends, and I love doing guided meditations. So I am grateful for this day and this time, and so it is.